unapologetic, and unafraid. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
We're adding a 1.5% surcharge to all orders. We appreciate your understanding and continued patronage. Would you find that offensive?
Well, some people sure did. Seattle, of course, they have their new sick leave policy that applies to paid sick leave. Businesses must pay, including small businesses. So suppose one of your favorite small stores or shops posts a sign that says, we're adding a 1.5% surcharge. Now, would you want to know why you were paying the surcharge? And would you find such an explanation offensive? That is what happened when one Seattle coffee shop owner posted that sign about the city's new paid sick leave law. They had to raise their prices. They just wanted their customers to know why. Here's Como 4's Tricia Manning-Smith.
Last week, Ali Gambari posted a sign right by the register. It said,
sick leave surcharge to help offset the cost of the City of Seattle's paid sick leave policy. We're adding a 1.5% surcharge to all orders. We appreciate your understanding and continued patronage. Would you find that offensive?
Actually, yes, a little bit. It almost kind of sounds like they are disagreeing with the City of Seattle's paid sick leave policy.
Stephanie Cummings says it was the wording. This is how she interpreted it.
You know, we don't agree with this. This is costs that are, you know, going from your pockets. This is not necessarily something that we agree with.
That's not what the owner says he meant at all.
Which is a fantastic policy.
He says he doesn't have the $25,000 extra in his budget to fund the city's new law. But he says so many people were reading the wrong message between the lines and blogging negatively about it that he pulled them all down after 3 days. He still has to add the 3 cents to the price of a 12-ounce cup of coffee. You just won't read about it at the register.
Okay, so here's what you really have. You have a bunch of Seattle liberals who don't want to recognize that government regulations add costs to businesses that are passed on to customers. What you have are a lot of people who say, don't show me this. I don't need to know this. This is an attempt to let people know what the cost of government regulation entails. Because most of these people haven't a clue. They just assume, oh, paid sick leave? That's a good idea. Why don't we do that? And kaboom, it just happens. Somehow the money just materializes. This business person was doing exactly the right thing. This business person was saying, you know, this is what it costs us to have this policy. And he wasn't saying that the sick leave policy was a bad idea. In fact, he even, as you could hear from the interview, he favored the idea. But because he had to raise his prices to comply, because he didn't have the money in his budget to pay for it, and money for a small business operator doesn't come out of nowhere, as apparently a lot of folks working in downtown Seattle seem to think, he posts a sign to let them know why he was raising his prices. And then you had people say, I don't know, well, why does he have to say this for? What's the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of that is to inform people about what business is all about. I wish more businesses would do this more often. I have often said that if you are buying a house, they ought to include an addendum or a section of the brochure that says, here is what the cost of government regulation and impact fees are adding to the price of this house. Just so you know, I've said to Tim Hamilton, the guy who represents service station operators, for years, I said, why on earth don't you guys post a sign that tells breaks out for people what the price of a what the sales tax is or the gas tax is for the state and the federal government, so that every time they're filling their tank, they know that 55 cents of every gallon is taxed away by the feds and the state. Why don't you do it? You're not taking sides. You're just telling people. Yeah,
and then you can compare that to whatever the percentage of profit that the oil maker might get, which on a penny-to-penny basis is tiny compared to how much
oil
the government gets out of a gallon of gas.
The oil companies and the refiners make a fraction of what government makes from selling a gallon of gasoline. And not to mention the poor service station operators.
Yeah.
They get less than anyone in terms of per gallon sales.
And with the Seattle coffee shop that did this, this harkens back to what happened with the Papa John's pizza chain owner saying, hey, you know, with the Obamacare laws, this is going to add to the cost of the pizza. If people want to buy pizza now, all of these laws that government's passing, it's going to translate into more money out of your pocket on the retail level.
This is what it will cost you, because it's going to cost us. And
this,
people get mad at them for telling them.
Yeah, this information war. King County or Seattle has mandated that you have to have all that menu information, nutritional content on those menu boards. So they're happy with that extra information. But here, when it's extra information about, this paid sick leave costs you more money, now they don't like that information.
Wonderful point that when it comes to giving the consumer information about how to avoid more caloric intake, that is a good thing. But when you give them information about the cost of government regulations and mandates, somehow that becomes an intrusion, an unwelcome, too much information, literally.